I'll meet them in the G meet.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Audrey. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can. How about you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I mean, am I cutting in and out or no?
No. Can you say something again? Because I wasn't sure 100%. Let's see.
Okay. Yeah, how about now? Can you, like, hear me? Or do you have, like, a problem like last Tuesday or no?
So, I can hear you clearly, but at some point, it cuts in and out slightly. But it's not as bad as last week's own, or this week's own, I guess, or the beginning of this week.
Mm-hmm. Not bad as last Tuesday. But,
yeah.
I mean, when I'm trying to, like, talk, like, continuously, or, yeah, continuously, am I, like, breaking up? Or is it still, like, a time?
No, so it's not breaking up at the moment, but sometimes I hear, like, maybe, like, you know, when there's a bit of cut off, but not really cut off, I can hear you, but it's static. So, but it's few times it's happening. It's not as bad as that last week when I couldn't, or this Tuesday, I couldn't hear you properly, like, we're just cutting in and out, like, almost every second. But this one is maybe at the end of what you're saying. Yeah.
Oh, after, like, I'm done, like, after I'm done talking, something like that.
Yes.
I mean, is it bad, or do you think it's going to, like, cause problem?
So, it might, because the person you're talking to might feel like, oh, you have bad network, or maybe they have bad network. So it happens. It sounds like, you know, when you're talking to someone and the person is in a remote location and there's practically no network there or little network, and maybe you say something and then you can hear the person, but at some point you hear the slight crack, and then again you hear the person, you hear the slight crack. Yeah. So I don't know. Do you want to run a speed test? Except that thing has started happening again, but aside from Tuesday, you didn't have it again, right? Since Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, last Tuesday, I mean, there's, you mentioned about, like, that jitter. I mean, it's supposed to be, like, only, like, not that high. Is that correct? I mean, when I do, like, the speed test right now, let me try to open the link that you sent. Speed test.
Okay.
I mean, how many MS should it be, like?
Well, the speed is, it depends. Because sometimes you might even have a low speed and your network is good.
Help, I shared my screen, okay? I'm not sure if...
Okay, yeah, I can see it. I can. So you see your upload is speed low.
Yeah, the uploading speed. Actually, Audrey, I'll be honest with you, because I'm actually using, like, my backup internet, because my main internet right now is not working, and we're gonna switch, like, providers this Monday. But in this week, like, in the past couple of weeks, like, the last 2 weeks, I've been using, like, my backup internet.
Okay. I think maybe that's where the problem is. The upload is too low, like, yeah, if it was even maybe 2 Mbps, it might still go through, but I think this is affecting it drastically. Because, how do I explain it? So voice is more delicate than, like, browsing. There's a tendency you would use maybe 1 to 2 Mbps for both upload and download. Let's say that 99 is just 1, and this upload is 0. You'll be able to browse open pages. It might not be much of a hassle. But when it comes to calls normally tend to perform less, even on high quality internet. It's like the protocol they run on is not something that is really, I don't know the English to use, maybe like sustainable. Well, sustainable, but it's lightweight. It can lose packet. Like in terms of technicalities, UDP is not so great as TCP. It's faster, yeah, for some things, but that's why it's used for voice. So, but what I'm just saying in essence, voice generally always needs like better quality of network sometimes, or most times.
Okay, let me check. Yeah, no worries. I'll take note of that because right now I'm actually trying to message like the provider that is like gonna like change my internet provider. But as of right now, I mean, it's like doable, right? I mean, can I like make phone calls or?
Well, you definitely can get calls, but we should try and avoid the complaint. Have you tried another headset? Let's just be sure we've removed that out of the equation. But this is the headset you've been using for, like, forever, right?
Yeah, I mean, I never have, like, a problem. I mean, this actually started, like, just happening, just like Tuesday. Like, just literally this week. I mean, before, because, I mean, when we have, like, problem, because here in our place in the Philippines, I mean, not specifically in the Philippines, but on our CT, I mean,
hi, Carly,
no worries.
Sorry, Ralph, I didn't hear you.
Yeah, no worries. I mean, if you need to go, no worries, that's totally fine. Okay, I'll leave.
No. You were saying something. I didn't get that part because Carly didn't start the room. I was trying to respond to me, so.
Yeah, no worries. But yeah, because you're in our city, I mean, if you need to like request, like, if you need to like change providers, they need to like look down first, like the main one that you have, because if not, they're not going to be like enough wiring. I'm not sure how that works. So it usually takes like at least a month to change like providers.
Oh.
So like in the last 3 weeks, I've been using like my backup because I have to like internet now. So that's the reason.
Yeah.
But I mean, I never have like a problem just like this, just this week.
Yeah.
But hopefully, I mean, this Saturday, I mean, I believe we have a schedule. So I'm not sure if they are going to be able to like put my new internet. So
where
I'm at.
Maybe, I understand. Maybe another thing you can do is try maybe if you have any friend that has like better network. It's just that you might be inconveniencing the person. You can go there, work, and then once you're done with work, you can come back home. Just I don't know the time zone and if that would be convenient for you.
I'll try
that. Except I don't know if you have. Well, it depends. It depends on a lot of things. You can also get like I don't know how what your backup internet is like. In some areas, they have this kind of modems that you can put like a SIM, maybe 5G, and it might be powerful enough.
Oh yeah, that's like a prepaid internet. Yeah, but my backup is also like postpaid, so it's like it's like a postpaid internet, so it's still wired. But that's why I'm actually thinking about, like, purchasing another internet, like the prepaid one that you were mentioning, like, with a SIM card that you just need to, like put load if you needed something or if you need the internet.
Yeah. Depending when they fix this one, or the main one, I mean.
Yeah, no worries. I'll keep you posted, though, Jamie, if I have encountered, like, any more problems. But I'll try to check for other options, but I'll try to make phone calls as well.
Okay, no problem then.
Appreciate that. Thank you so much, OJ.
You're welcome. No problem. Okay, bye.
Bye for now.
Yeah.